The Adventures of Ruby.
Andor told me about two techies from the digital circus that used to work for the multi-galactic media networks but had gotten out and were now sunning themselves on the Orgone Islands. They were two techno-witches by the names of Anofon and Off-Anoff. I wander along the beach. The pink ocean is rolling up on the magenta sands. The sky is amber. I'm feeling pretty rosy. My name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. I locate the two techies on the beach. They're fooling around with some sort of gadget sitting on tripods. My name's Ruby. Andor said you could help me.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Who is who here?
I am Anofon.
I am Off-Anoff.
Uh-huh. What is this thing?
A measuring device.
Oh, so what are you measuring?
This island is inhabited by shamans and sorcerers.
They have ways of tapping into certain powers, energy sources.
We are trying to measure the powers of this energy.
Huh?
It is conjuring, summoning forth, bringing it into being.
We are trying to measure this.
Run that by me again.
Words, for example, exist as energy. The essence of their meanings is often lost. We use words and we conjure forth things in our life that we wonder how it ever got there. We constantly conjure without being aware.
Words are magic. They bring forth physical reality.
A sorcerer can weave a spell and summon forth with words. They know the true meaning, the essence. We use words and cause spells all of the time without knowing what we are doing.
Yeah, okay.
You ask, we told you.
What do you want?
I'm trying to find out who's manipulating the media on this planet.
Oh.
Andor said you found something.
Found what?
A conspiracy to manipulate the media. Funny.
There are always conspiracies. Perhaps you are part of one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. You ladies have been a wonderful help.
Anytime, Ruby.
Yeah.
Das vidanya.
Bye-bye. Techno witches, huh? They're hiding something. And tonight, when it's dark, I'm gonna find out what it is.
Das vidanya.
Bye-bye. The two techno witches, Anofon and Off-Anoff, are their names, had answered my questions. But I wasn't satisfied. They were hiding something. Something on the main island. It wasn't a very large island, hardly more than a dead volcano sticking up out of the sea. It's a relatively moonless night. Not easy to find on a planet with six moons. I snap on my night eyes to guide me through the dark. I feel safe in the night. I know how to move silently. The night protects me. Even when I was a kid, when nighttime came, I always felt safe. Maybe that's why I got into this gumshoe business, make a career out of moving silently. What is it? I descended before... Sounds big. If that's their watchdog, I'm in trouble. Whatever it is, it's charging. That's what I'm doing. Oh, if I can get across the clearing. Oh, God, look at the size of it. I set my blaster to stun. That doesn't stop it. I set to demolish and let loose. I hope you weren't an endangered species. Yeah, well. Wait a minute. This thing's a robot.
Really? My mind?
Very funny.
Funny?
Nuts. So, I pick up the trail again and follow it to a well-disguised entrance into the side of the volcano. I move silently. The volcano is hollow. It may not even be real. What? Oh, damn. Caught in a force field. Oh, I'm stuck.
We've got you now, Ruby.
Here I am, stuck in a force field, deep down inside a hollow volcano.
We've got you now, Ruby.
Very funny.
The two techno witches, Anofan and Ofanaf, are getting their yucks off.
Hey, how about turning off your force field, huh?
Well, it's not easy being a stand-up comic in outer space.
We have to ask you to disarm, slowly. Very slowly.
Sure, no problem.
First, on your right hip, your Smith Hitachi Godzilla blaster.
Right.
That is fine.
Under your left arm, the armpit linger laser.
Right.
Your right thigh, the explosive blastoids.
Right.
Fine.
Your right ankle, the stun gasser.
Right.
Left thigh, sonic immobilizer.
Right.
Left arm, homing dagger.
Right.
Right leg, foldable boomer bolo.
Aww. Right.
Left wrist, the heat-seeking ditto darts.
Right.
The toe grenades.
Right.
We ought to check our teeth.
I feel naked.
Who hired you?
A Kapurian.
Who's behind him?
I'm trying to find out.
What do you want?
I told you. I'm trying to find out who's manipulating the media on this planet.
There is a conspiracy going on, and you know about it.
You're the ones that told me there isn't a conspiracy.
Did we tell her that?
Yes, on Monday.
Will you cut this force field? It's loosening my teeth.
All right.
Come on up. We will talk.
They dim the spots. I ride the spiral up. By the looks of things, they padded the shell of this volcano with some pinkish, absorbent, weird stuff. I don't know what they're up to, but I'll try to find out for you. I'm inside a hollow volcano. It's lined with some sort of weird, spongy, pinkish stuff. The two techno witches, Anofan and Ofanaf, have got something pretty bizarre going on in here. So, what's this volcano supposed to be?
A collector.
Okay, what's it collect?
It is a measuring device.
For measuring what?
Energy.
Intelligence.
Which is it?
Energy is intelligence.
Okay, so what's your volcano do? Measure the cosmic IQ?
That's close.
Huh. Well, how about a deal?
What deal?
A simple exchange of information.
Possibly.
There's something going on in the great Zeebus. Professor T.J. Tarou and the moles of Zeebus have been digging up an ancient Sumanulian city. One of the more interesting things they've discovered are games that supposedly expand the mind. The moles are getting these games working again.
What are these games?
Oh, I played one called Cosmic Pinball, a way of developing telekinesis. The moles didn't tell me, but I know they found others down there.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, Moliere, the chief molar, mentioned a conspiracy. Calls it a consciousness conspiracy. It's a corny phrase. He said it was a joke. Some joke.
This we may use.
Yes.
We may be headed in opposite directions, but I got the feeling we'll end up at the same place. So?
There is energy in the air. It is intelligence. Anyone can receive it.
Yeah, if you have your own volcano.
Oh, you can receive it with your mind.
The mind must be tuned to the right frequency.
And this thing here can measure it?
Yes, of course.
Where's the energy coming from?
We don't know.
But it's increasing.
How is it being transmitted?
We don't know.
But we know how to increase it.
How?
If we can get our hands on the media, we can amplify it.
And why would you want to do that?
We have our reasons.
Ruby is a ZBS production.